Kamathipura is a well-known, well-famous red light area of Mumbai. Not only just Mumbai, but India or Asia, you could say, because it has the largest number of brothel-based prostitutes, women who are working there day in, day out. It's centrally located in Mumbai, and women from all over the states of India, South India specifically more, like Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, or Karnataka, coming over there, border of Maharashtra. In neighboring countries, if you could say, Nepal and Bangladesh women are also coming over. I've been here in Melbourne on a speaking tour to create an awareness about the women with whom we have been working, because the group which we have been working in prostitution are the most marginalized one in the prostitution, and they are the victims of the trafficking. So to create an awareness at one go. Secondly, also to know the ASHA Global organization who has been supporting us by in terms of creating fundraising. So to create awareness about ASHA Global, to create awareness about the women's issues, I'm here to talk about it. These women have not come in this profession on their own or willingly. They have been forced or trafficked here in the pretext of getting good paid job in Mumbai. And reason was they belong to an extreme poor background, or extreme poverty was the reason behind they got lured, or they have fallen prey to the traffickers. They don't know anybody out here, and in fact they have been kept as a sex slaves for years together, and they have to pay back the debt to the brothel owners. And the language is another second barrier, because they don't know the local language, so they can't escape or they can't leave.
But the work of the AAWC is basically to try and do what you can in this little pocket of Mumbai, rather than to address the very nebulous and huge issue of trafficking.
Absolutely, absolutely. First and foremost, our motive or the objective is to provide care and support to the women for their social development, so that once they are debt free, they have some kind of skills in their hand, and in case if they want to leave the profession and want to have something else as a livelihood option, they should have opportunity for it. So that's the one objective. And we are trying to prevent second generation prostitution, so that at least their daughters should not end up doing the same thing, because they've been staying with their mothers in the brothels, which is the house also.
Right. So part of the plan is to break this destructive cycle.
Absolutely.
That children born into Kamathipura will have an opportunity to leave.
Absolutely, absolutely. We want to prevent, or we want to stop, the intergenerational prostitution.
So what kind of work do you do in this red light district of Mumbai?
Okay, specifically with the children or the daughters, we are focusing on daughters. So with their daughters, we have an education program, enrolling them into the schools. Actually, just enrolling them in school is not that easy to set, because there is a lot of stigma attached to them. So our public education system or public health system is very discriminatory towards these girls or these children. So enrolling them into the school education programs, then we are having our own medical programs. We have got our own nutrition program, because these children are highly malnourished or undernourished, because their mothers are not being able to look after them due to their erratic work hours and discipline and routine. Beside this, we have a vocational training programs for them. Once they are, these girls are having some kind of vocational training or job skill trainings in their hands, we help them in getting job placements also.
So as far as you're concerned,
yeah,
what is a good result in this very, very bleak situation?
Okay, there was one girl when I have joined this organization in 99, this 6-year-old girl, when I have asked her like what she wants to become in life, pretty innocent girl, but very shocking reply she had given to me, saying it, she wants to become a brothel owner. Because up to her best of impression, the most influential person in her life is a brothel owner.
That's the top of the pecking order as far as she's concerned.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And the best part is, this little girl right now is working in a 5-star hotel as a junior chef.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
That's the impact of the program, we could see, that it's been having on these young girls.
So do you find that yourself, even your volunteers, if you're not careful, you might be dragged down by the sheer misery of the way of life that these girls are forced into? How do you cope with that?
See, again and again, we have to re-energize ourselves. We have to re-strengthen our motives and dedication and determination, because some way, some point of time, we can't afford to make a single mistake even. So definitely all the time we have the staff who are going through regular trainings and capacity building workshops and programs, and they are going through our refresher courses regularly, so that they can be, like, you know, brushed enough all the time to deal with the crisis. the biggest problem or the challenges what we have been facing in India back in Mumbai is people, due to stigma attached to this community, are not so readily agree to support us financially. The maximum what they feel obliged by helping us is like in doing some kind of welfare services in terms of providing food or like supporting for the education. But they don't understand that we need to have a staff for the development programs to implement, to plan, to monitor, to gauge the impact of the programs and so on.
So for our listeners, what's the most useful thing they can do to help you in your cause?
In case if they can support us by supporting our staff wages in development programs, that would be the big help to us.
So donations are a big help.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely.
Manju Vyas, thanks very much.
It's my pleasure coming here. Thank you so much.